Okay, well, that's fine. That's really what I need. But no, this isn't to check your speech ability.
I'm checking your ability with maths and speech.
Has nothing to do with checking your No, what I'm doing is those words, I check those. See, I get those words from everybody I interview all over the island, and then I can compare the way you say three to the way somebody in Sandy Point says and how an older person speaks.
You might get a difference with me.
Yeah.
Because like I tell you, I've been out here for 10 years.
I know.
So if you get somebody who hear all the time, it might sound different.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Okay.
That's why I almost didn't interview for that reason, but I'm glad I did. Because you had a lot of interesting things to say, and I appreciate it.
I ain't no dummy. And you see these guys on here passing through here? They ain't no dummy either. A lot of people think they are dummies. Yeah. They ain't no dummy.
No,
they got more head than some of them guys working in the office.
Who thinks they're dummies?
A lot of people. Sir, a lot of people.
If I thought you guys were dummies, I wouldn't waste my time. I'd stay
a lot
home.
Of people.
I'd stay home in Atlanta.
A lot of guys you see going down with a tie and tin?
Yeah.
You could just write some words and tell them in the words, jump over that cliff and fuck yourself. They read it and walk and fall it and do it. They will stop and say, what? You understand? Jump over a cliff. Serious. They just follow what they read and that's all they could think about.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop and say, man, this man telling me to go and fuck myself in a smart. They're not like that. So that's why when I meet up guys with ties and things, I just watch them because my mama used to say, when you go in school, don't be an educated ass, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I found some educated ass.
Absolutely. Can you think of any other, tell me some more of your mother's sayings. You told me about three. Did you ever think of any other ones? Those were great.
Yeah.
What about these, what you can't see, you feel?
What you can't hear.
What you can't hear, you can't hear.
A journalist?
No, I'm a...
Anyhow, he don't explain why he be. He say, they just say...
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Who can't hear by the small bell?
What's that?
Who can't hear by the small bell?
Okay.
Would hear by the big bell. And you know when the big bell, what the big bell mean?
What?
You ever go to a funeral?
Were there different size bells?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the church, you go for communion and think they have a small
bell. Yeah, a little tinkling bell, yeah.
But outside, they have the big bell.
That's a great one. Okay.
Okay, and when that big bell ring, that's when they train your ass in the grave.
Okay,
so who don't hear by the small bell? We hear by the big one.
Right, okay.
Okay,
that's whom the bell tolls. That's, I got you. Yeah. That's great.
And that's if you fight somebody else.
Yeah.
Hello. I think I'll give you a lot. I'll give you a whole book.
Okay, yeah.
I'll give you a whole book then.
Just tell me some more. If you
more like that. We can't remember them right now. I can't remember them right
that's
now.
That's all right.
Hey,
it's okay.
You get a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's one I like and I don't always sit down and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
They say the baby pig had asked the mother pig to make him out so long.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, when a baby pig born, the features is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell her, wait till the time come. You're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
But when the time come and the pig realize the mouth come along like the mother one, see a fart, foot no fall too far from a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. You understand?
Yeah, sure.
Jump but poor parables.
Comparison, poor parables. Yeah.
Poor parables?
Yeah,
just jump parables.
Parables,
that's right. Yeah.
30-something years. But, otherwise than that, this country is a nice, nice place. You got money, you come here, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The atmosphere is great. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Mm-hmm. When did you come back from the States?
Well, was in St. Croix from 97.
You came back in 97.
And I stayed in St. Croix. And I came here September last year.
Okay.
Right?
And when did you, how old were you when you went to Wyoming?
I was about 33
And you stayed there for how many years?
About 2 years.
2 years. And then where'd you go from there?
I went back to Tampa, Florida.
Uh-huh.
And I worked with, Florida Mining Material.
How long were you there?
Man, about four years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that two of my daughters born up there.
Uh-huh.
One 17, one 18, 18, one out there now.
Uh-huh. I see. Listen, I forgot a couple of numbers I wanted you to say. There are a couple more numbers I wanted you to say. I forgot. The number after 19.
20.
The number after 30, after 29.
30.
The number after 39.
40.
The number after 99.
Money big O. 100.
And the number after 999.
The 901,000.
That's it. Okay, that's all I want. See, but those are just, that get, with those, just those words, that gives me the, you know, the whole, pretty much the whole, the
that,
whole.
That gives you the aspect to the whole, my whole, response and
no, has nothing, no, has nothing to do with your intelligence.
I think I experienced something like that in school. Yeah, I tell you, write down the different odd numbers, something like that, from 1 to 100, yeah,
not at all. But yeah, I use those questions because they're easy.
The
I get a lot,
from 1 to 100.
I get a lot of words in a short time, you see. Just managed to elicit a lot of words.
So you're going around and you're doing this?
Yeah, I'm almost finished. I'm going to do this. I'll be back. I came here in 1999. I was here three times.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do with this, though?
I'll take this home. Let me stop it now.